Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
It's Monday. Welcome to Sports Day. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby with you. Straight into the news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. Welcome, Haz.
G'day, Carl. What do you got for us? What's the biggest story from the weekend that came out of your world?
Well, I was at the rugby yesterday and we just made so many mistakes after having so much possession, so many more runs than the Kiwis, and all they did was just sweat off our mistakes and punished us every single time. 38-21, we go down.
Do you think we'll ever get there, Carl? Because this has been going on now for the last 8 to 12 years, and it seems we're getting a bit further behind some of the big teams around the world.
8 to 12 years, mate. They've won the last 19 Bledisloe Cups,
but when did we win our last...
World Cup? Well, when you consider, I think it was about 2011, so it's a decade ago. Now, from that perspective, when you look at how hard we work and the other matches that are coming up in the next couple of weeks on the East Coast over there in Brisbane, Argentina, South Africa. Right now, look, yesterday they weren't that far out of it, to be perfectly honest. They just are making too many mistakes. So, Dave Rennie, if you can eliminate the mistakes, the amount of ball we had and the movement wasn't too bad. Our kicking game was poor compared to New Zealand, so there's some work to be done there. But for me, that was big news. But I think the biggest headline is that of Lachie Neale, which was revealed, and we'll talk about that in a moment. We'll also get into some discussion around the matches in the AFL that played on the weekend. Really good game between the Bulldogs and Brisbane, and Geelong just far too good here against GWS. Get range of confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now, we touched on it briefly, Paul Hazelby, but what did you make of the press release that have come out of the Brisbane Lions today? They met with Lachie Neale. He's yet to make a decision, but I think where there's smoke, there's fire.
Absolutely, Carl. Looks like there's a real chance that the Fremantle Dockers are in the ball game here. I'd be a bit disappointed if I was Brisbane to have it get out that way because, you know, he's been targeted by them. He's had a good 3 years there. He's got a 5-year deal. They gave up a lot for him, and for that news to come out before he had a chance to have a chat to them, I don't think is right. But to me, it's all about what is he worth? What do the Fremantle Dockers give up for Lachie Neale? You tell me what you would give up, and I would say whether I'd be happy to give that up from a Dockers perspective.
Well, I think that you've got to have a look at the deal that was done with Lachie Neale before he went to Brisbane, and has he improved, and does the bargaining position become greater? Is it two first round picks? And I think that, you know, Fremantle at the moment have pick 8. If they could negotiate pick 6, is it 6 and 8? Does that get the deal done? Or do you try and negotiate further down the line with a future pick in some way, shape or form? But right now you'd be suggesting that it's going to take a couple of very early picks to get the job done.
It was 6 and 19 basically last time, but I wouldn't be giving up 2 first round picks for Lachie Neale. I wouldn't even give up my first pick for Lachie Neale. Now, I say that without knowing exactly what this year's crop is like. And I give you this reason, because would you give up Caleb Sarong for Lachie Neale?
No.
So Caleb Sarong recently was taken pick 8, number 8, 2 years ago in the draft. Would you give up Hayden Young for Lachie Neale right now? He's 19, 20.
No.
He was pick 7. Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs. No. He was pick 6. So they're the type of players in recent times you're actually given up to get Lachie Neale, who's 29. If I'm there at Fremantle, I'm looking elsewhere. Maybe a future first-round pick next year. I'd look at that, which for the Dockers could be pick 10, 11, 12. But right now, I'm just where they're at. They need to get exactly what they need, and an inside midfielder is not that.
All right, there you go. I like your nice strong thoughts on that one. What about the footy on the weekend? What did you make of that, given that the Brisbane Lions, with a Lachie Neale in the team, interestingly, that it's not been that successful with him out of the team. They've been so successful. Sorry, in the team. Out of the team, they'd won all 7 games without him this year.
It goes to show, midfielders are a dime a dozen. You can find them. And look, he's a champion player and he comes with a really good attitude. But look, they had their chances, Brisbane. They did enough. But I think the game was pretty much lost maybe before it with the injuries. They just didn't hit the finals without Hipwood, and also McStay in that second final was always going to haunt them.
You spoke about Bailey Smith. His 3 goals important on the weekend. But Liberatore, in the last few weeks, is starting to not only win footy inside, but hit the scoreboard, and that's what makes them even more valuable.
Do you think that was the direction when they looked at their end of the season form to say, boys, how can we improve this? We need to get more from our midfielders, because their forward line, particularly with Bruce going out, has been in a bit of trouble too.
I think absolutely, mate. I think your midfield has to score, and particularly when they lost Bruce, when they got held to 28 points a couple of weeks ago against the Hawks, I reckon that's when the alarm bells started to ring, and that's where they brought in a little bit more of this rotation with their mids, because I think their mids are more capable than a few of the others, and losing Waitman didn't help them when he went out of the game. Be interesting to see if he plays this week. Let's reflect back on Geelong and GWS here. Mate, there was a couple of blokes that just wound back the clock. Tommy Hawkins was unbelievable. He had 12 score involvements. What about a few of the palm downs to some teammates? The one, I think, to Menegola, who was cruising past, that got him his first goal, and then his second goal. Speaking of Menegola, what a pickup he's been since Freo didn't want him. And then Zach Tui, mate, he's back into the side like a duck to water. Mitch Duncan's played his second game back after months on the sidelines, just playing really good footy.
So you're excited again. Do you think that they can now challenge Melbourne? And also the other game, do you think we've got two live contests that could go either way?
Well, I wasn't unexcited about Geelong. I was questioning the age and how old they were and whether they could hang in there and win the games and keep that momentum going. And look, if they can, then there's no doubt that they can win. And it's what they dish up on Friday night against Melbourne, which is going to tell us the story. But if they repeat the effort against Melbourne in round 23 and the effort that they put in on the weekend, then, mate, there's no doubt that they can go all the way in my mind.
It's that forward line. They've got the forward line to challenge May and also Lever. If the midfield can just match them, they're every chance.
Got a few good blokes down the little blokes as well, haven't they, with Close and Rowan, and the list goes on and on and on at Geelong. They'd be pretty satisfied with that. We'll come back with more. Kia's top seven, player of the round, all that. Nathan Charles is going to join us, the CEO of Rugby WA.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. A man that I got the pleasure of having a chat to yesterday in one of the function rooms was Nathan Charles. He's the CEO of Rugby WA, and it's nice to have him on Sports Day. Welcome, Nathan. How are you going?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me on. And, unfortunate result yesterday, but just a fantastic show of rugby in Western Australia and the support that we have here.
52,724 was the official attendance. And, mate, it was remarkable, wasn't it, with the ebb and flow of the game. And, you know, when we had the initial try disallowed, and then Bowden Barrett gets the penalty goal, and then the mistake in the 12th minute, a penalty goal gets scored, and then the mistake, Geordie Barrett scores a try, and I could go on with the mistakes. We just turned the ball over too much, didn't we?
It's really unfortunate. I think that first little disallowed try, you know, I think that's, well, it was a bit of a rough call, but a bit of a technicality, but it is what it is. And that just, you see the momentum shift. And the thing about the All Blacks is, you know, I don't think they do anything overly special. They're just really good at the core skills, and they can read the play well. And when you do make a mistake, they capitalise. They just seem to be there in numbers and grow an extra head. And you know, they did actually capitalise on every single mistake that the Wallabies made yesterday. But, yeah, it was a great show of running rugby, plenty of points scored, great weather for it, and hopefully it was a performance that both sides of the country enjoyed watching.
It was enjoyable, but it was a typical Australian performance, wasn't it? There's a bit of promise, but when it was there to be had, we weren't there early in that game. Are we making inroads towards some of the other countries with rugby in our own country?
Look, I think if you look at the team, They have quite a young back line. You know, I think the inclusion of Samu Karevi, who from my perspective was best on ground from the Wallabies yesterday, just made a huge impact. And, you know, inside and outside of him, there's some relatively young and inexperienced players there, but they're all showing potential. And I think, you know, we are moving in the right direction. Unfortunately, some of the mistakes just do keep happening. And when you come up a team against, I guess, a team like New Zealand and they capitalise, they really make you pay for your mistakes. But, you know, if you go back to the French series, the guys were able to dig it out and really get into it, especially with the man down for an entire game. They do have the potential there. Just unfortunate that we have to keep playing New Zealand so often, and it probably shows highlights more than what if we played other countries.
I was doing some good reading about the All Blacks, and they put all their success down to their pathway programs, that each of their schools, they all have their first 18, and then from there they're sort of graded and put into different programs. Are we catching up in that area from what you've seen here in Western Australia?
Look, it's work we're investing in significantly, and we're doing a lot of work in around with the schools and clubs and trying to get that transition. We've come up with a new concept this year called the School Club Cluster, and we're trying to link schools with local clubs and hopefully get that those transitions of people wanting to play rugby in schools to then go join their local clubs. Unfortunately, in Western Australia, we do compete with a lot of other team sports, being AFL, cricket, netball for the girls even, and football. So we're in a very competitive sporting market, where in New Zealand, their number one sport is rugby, and I believe it is actually a school unit. So, they do have the wood on us there, but I think the uptake that we're seeing this year in the schools in particular has been fantastic, and the work that the Rugby WA development team are doing getting into the schools and providing a rugby program is excellent. And we continue this, we'll definitely have some strong fruits of our labour in years to come.
Nathan Charles, the CEO of Rugby WA, stays with us after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're chatting to Nathan Charles, the CEO of Rugby WA. And yesterday, Nathan, I had a chat to Richard Kahui, who played for the All Blacks. And he told me that he started learning the haka from 5 years of age, and it was ingrained in him and all the way through. And they go through the school into the 14 academy system. It's something that I hope that we're getting better at here in Australia.
As a junior, our belief is that you want kids to try every single sport, and you want their experience in rugby to be the best out of all the sports they try. And, rugby truly is a sport for every kid, shape, size. There's a spot for all. I was a chubby little kid, and then I had a position in rugby, which filled the role that I had. And, I thoroughly enjoyed the experience. And in particular, the things I learned off the field, the values that rugby taught me around camaraderie, mateship and discipline, for example, were some of the things that put me in good stead in my career to date as well. So that's one thing I think rugby's got to be proud of, is we develop people on the field, but we also develop people off the field. And it is about the experience. We provide a good experience, and mum and dads will bring their kids back next time and build friendships and hopefully grow our participation rates through great experiences.
Now, speaking of those great experiences, which we got yesterday, there were so many ladies, mate, and you could see them just being so passionate, whether they were the Kiwi supporters or our Wallaby supporters. And the growth of the women's game, it's been really amazing, actually, just the growth of women's sport in this country. But to the point where now you're expanding your headquarters out there in Florida or in Perry Lakes, and the future in that part of the game, along with the men's program, is looking bigger and better and stronger all the time.
Absolutely. As I said, rugby's a game for all, and we're very inclusive, and we are trying to grow our women's game. There's a huge focus on that. And you see the quality coming through, and a lot of the clubs in WA are doing some fantastic programs delivering women's rugby. And, this weekend we see the penultimate grand final between Wanneroo and Wanneroo and Cottesloe rugby playoffs. So there's some great quality players coming through, and they're really enjoying their experiences. And we want that to grow exponentially over the next few years and be sustainable for years to come.
South Africa, Argentina next. What do we need to do, and who needs to stand up?
Look, I think we just need to back the process. Dave Rennie's a new coach coming in. He's got a game plan that he wants to play. They need to back the process, back the players. There's high quality players in that squad. After having a few average results against the All Blacks, there's a tendency you can lose confidence and start questioning yourself. But, I think Australia have the right ingredients to be successful over the next few years. I think they just need to back their process, as I said, keep going. And the Australian public need to stay behind our national team as well. So I really like from the weekend, I really like the inclusion of Sami Kurevi. He takes the ball forward. For me, Lachie Swinton is just that enforcer that we need. I'm a big fan of Lachie. And then, you know, Taniela Tupou, again, someone with impact off the bench. We just need to keep going, keep backing the process and backing our players.
Nathan Charles there. We'll come back with Kia's Top 7 next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now let's get into our Kia Top 7. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed, Hayes.
Top 7 performing Australian sports teams, Carl. I'm talking about the mainstream sports. So we're going to have a look at soccer, rugby, cricket, golf and tennis, hockey, netball and also basketball. And I just want to have a look on the back of the Wallabies recently. We just had the Olympic Games. So we get a good cross-section of how our national teams are performing. At number 7, I think soccer, whilst they've made inroads in recent times, particularly with the women's program, they're currently ranked 11th in the world and our men's team ranked 35th. So we've still got some work to do. I must say, though, in soccer, it is the most competitive landscape because it's played by just about every country across the world. At number 6, I think we're still struggling a bit when it comes to rugby union. We're ranked 6th right now in the world, and you look at rugby union, there's probably only 10 real competitive teams. And you know, going back to when you were young, Carla, when I was young, we were always up the top. I think we've fallen away a little bit in recent times. So rugby union, our Wallabies at number 6. Then we go to cricket. I think cricket, particularly from a women's perspective, we've been going outstandingly. But from an Australian men's perspective, we're ranked 3rd in tests, 3rd in the ODIs and 6th when it comes to T20. So I think we've just fallen below. And going back to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we dominated cricket. We were number 1 in all formats, but we're not there right now. At number 4, I've gone with tennis and golf together. Obviously, they're more individual sports, but you talk about, you know, from a golf perspective, Cameron Smith ranked 23 out Adam Scott, 37, Leishman, 39, Minji Lee, 10, Hannah Green, 19. Some really good players, I think, inside the top 50 there. And then you go to tennis. We've got the number 1 ranked women's player in Ash Barty and Alex de Minaur, number 17. It's not bad. I think we're performing pretty well in those two sports. At number 3, I've gone with netball. We're ranked number 2. Of course, New Zealand number 1. We've always had a healthy competition with them. We don't really get a good idea of the men's at this particular time, but hopefully that changes in the future. At number 2, I've got our hockey program. I think on the back of what they did at the Olympics, the men's team is ranked number 1, albeit they didn't win. And then the Hockeyroos are now ranked 4th, so they're moving up. They had a disappointing time, but I think they're starting to get there as well. And number 1, in terms of national teams in Australia, it has to be around basketball. We are ranked number 3 in basketball in both men's and women's, and given the competitive nature of that and where we've come from and how hard it is to get to number 1, I don't think we'll ever really take that number 1 position away from America. But that's how I see it, Carl. Basketball number 1, 2 is hockey, 3 is netball, 4 tennis and golf, 5 is cricket, rugby union 6 and soccer at number 7. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think we're probably the best in the world just about at swimming, aren't we? We're pretty good at that. We've got a fair few swimmers. They have team events in swimming. It just depends how far you want to extend. I reckon I know what other sport we're the best at, and that's Australian rules. I reckon we rank number 1 in Australian rules. Not many countries are good enough to compete against us because they don't play it, but we play that game pretty well.
Do you think we're doing it well, though? Let's just imagine if we were playing against other countries compared to when you play. When I played, do you think if we were playing against other countries, we'd be making advancements or they would be catching up to us?
I reckon they'd be catching up because of the way the game's changed and the rules around, you know, the running that's involved in the game. And I think that, you know, there's plenty of other countries that are very capable of that. And I'd like to see a few of the African nations play our game a little bit more because they can bloody run, they can jump, they've got skill, and I reckon they could play our game pretty easy. The all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and full electric. What about your player of the round? For expert car service, you can rely on visit repcoservice.com. Who gets your player of the round?
Well, I'm going to leave it up to you, Carl.
Okay, big Tommy Hawkins, 12 score involvements, 5 goals of his own, some sublime ruck work as the part-time ruckman alongside Stanley. He was unbelievably good on Friday night. So big Tommy Hawkins, for me, gets the player of the round.
Bailey Smith, I was going to say, was a good chance. He kicked the 3 goals, 27 disposals, and the winner there. And also Jackson McRae, he set it up. 24 disposals, Carl. In the first half. Unbelievable. What a player he is.
Your local mechanic with the nationwide backing of Repco. Book online at repcoservice.com. We'll wrap up sport after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spudshed. Download the free app and save a spudload.
Just wrapping up some of the other sport out of the weekend. 80 medals at the Paralympic Games. 21 gold, 29 silver, 30 bronze. One of those gold medals to Dylan Alcott. And he wins the singles title. He goes back to back. If he wins the US Open next week, he wins the Golden Slam. So he'll hold every major there is in tennis. That is unbelievable. Four gold and two silver individually in two sports. He began as a basketballer in Beijing. In Netherlands, the Grand Prix on the weekend, Max Verstappen reigned supreme. He beat Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas. Hayes.
And just some other injury news. Port Adelaide, full strength. Fantasia and Georgiades good to go. Geelong, Brandon Parfitt, he's been ruled out for the rest of the year, the hamstring. Cody Waitman ruled out for the Bulldogs, but Marcus Bontempelli, still a chance, no structural damage with him.
And England need 290 runs on the last day against India to win the fourth test. They resumed at no wicket for 77. That's all we've got time for. We'll see you tomorrow from 6.